Well, thank you, Pastor. What a blessing it is to be in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Good to be saved, isn't it?
Amen.
Good to know something about grace, isn't it?
Amen.
Grace, grace, marvelous grace. I'm thankful for the grace of God tonight. Call your attention to Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter number 19. I want to begin reading with verse 37. Luke chapter 19, verse number 37. I do appreciate being here tonight and this week. Appreciate all the church has done for us. I failed to mention it last night, but the suit I was wearing last night was the suit the church gave us last year when we were here. And I appreciate the church doing that for us. And every act of kindness and every prayer, every encouraging word, what a blessing you've been to our life. And I thank God for it. May the Lord bless you. And I know you're a blessing to others. A gentleman called me today. He said he got the internet cast. Actually, he plugged in today and got it. And didn't get it live, but got it today. And what a blessing. And no telling who all is being reached and touched. What a blessing it is tonight. Luke chapter number 19, verse number 37. If you found your place, if you're physically able and are willing to do so, I'd invite you to stand with us. Of course, by standing, we're simply honoring and reverencing the reading of God's word. If you're able to remain standing, we'll pray together, and I'd ask you humbly to pray for us tonight that the Lord would help us. Verse 37 of Luke 19 said, "And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out." Father, I thank you for the reading of the word of God tonight. I thank you that you preserved your word to this generation. I thank you, dear Lord, for the portion you've directed our heart to. I thank you, dear Lord, for, Lord, the service thus far, the songs, the testimonies, the prayers. I appreciate your presence tonight. How you've been mighty good to us, and I thank you for it. Lord, I pray now you'd help me as I endeavor to preach. I pray you'd give me unction and utterance tonight. Let me say that you won't say it in the way you want it to be said tonight. And may, Lord, the word of God go forth from our lips in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. Prepare our hearts to receive it. Give us hearing ears, receptive hearts, and obedient spirits. Deal with sinners. Stir saints tonight. Reveal yourself to every individual that's come through the doors tonight. And reveal each one of us our need of you. And, Lord, tonight, have mercy and do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Lord, above everything that's accomplished tonight, I pray you'd get glory unto your worthy name. For it is in the name of Jesus I humbly pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for standing tonight. Well, you've already been doing it tonight, but I want to preach on out of verse number 37. When the Bible said the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God. Simply tonight, I want to talk to you about praising Him tonight. Praising Him tonight. We found out last night in reading Isaiah 61 and verse 3 that He has given us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. There are two garments that the believer adorns as they go through this world. It is the garment of praise and the garment of righteousness. And that we should be adorned with both garments. Now the problem is we live in a church world tonight, in Christendom, that some want to wear the garment of praise, but do not want to wear the garment of righteousness. In other words, they want to shout and run the aisles tonight, but they do not want to have holiness and godliness and purity in their life. But if you're going to wear the garment of praise, you should also wear the garment of righteousness.
The old preachers that used to preach when I was a boy would say, hey, God, shout as high as you want to, but just when you hit the ground, walk straight. Amen. And that is true tonight. Hey, God, we are to be adorned with the garment of praise and the garment of righteousness. Then there are those that want to wear the garment of righteousness and don't want to have any praise. I mean, they want to, my friend, dot all of their I's and cross all of their T's and have everything exactly, my friend, like it ought to be, but they're dead and dry, my friend, and have no life in them. Amen. If the world ever sees Christ in us, it'll be when we are adorned with the garment of praise and the garment of righteousness. Amen. That righteousness, my friend, will speak of Him. That praise will honor and magnify Him and cause the world to desire what we have. If it makes us so miserable and we can't hardly live with it, why would we want to pawn it off on anybody else? And why would anybody else want it tonight? Amen. Blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. And there is, thank God, a garment of praise and a garment of righteousness that we are to wear tonight. The Bible tells us in this text that the whole multitude of the disciples lifted up their voice in rejoicing and praising the Lord. We know this is the triumphal, what we call the triumphal entry into Jerusalem when the Lord Jesus rode that little coat that nobody had ever set upon. Thank God. And they, my friend, as he came there down the Mount of Olives and over the brook Kidron and into the gate called Beautiful, the Eastern Gate, they spread their clothes, they took branches off of the trees and praised the Lord. Amen. And it was rightly so. Amen. Now I want to say tonight, it is still right for us to praise Him tonight. Amen. Thank the Lord. The Bible would tell us tonight in the book of Philippians, tonight chapter number 4 and verse number 8. I want to read that verse there tonight. Philippians chapter 4. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, and if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. There is praise tonight, and the Lord is due praise, and we should praise Him tonight. It was a whole multitude of disciples that praised Him in our text. The Bible tells us, according to the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 24 and verse 53, which I believe is the last verse in that book and in that chapter. The Bible said when the disciples had been with Jesus there at Bethany and He was received out of their sight, they went on their way rejoicing. They came back to Jerusalem and worshiped and with great joy. And verse 53 said, and they were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Amen. In Acts 2, verse number 47, after Pentecost, thank God they were still praising Him. For the Bible said they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, and did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. If the early church praised Him, I believe it's still in order that we praise Him tonight. Amen. Thank God we ought to praise Him tonight. Oh, thank the Lord. Well, let me say first of all tonight, who is it that should praise Him tonight? Who should praise the Lord tonight? Well, look in Psalms 100 and number 48. 148. The Bible said, praise ye the Lord. The Bible said, praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. The Bible said, praise him, all you angels. Praise him, all you hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, you waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded and they were created. He established them forever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, you dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and the heavens. Amen. He exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all of his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Preacher, you trying to work up something? I'm just preaching about praising him tonight. And Psalms 150 verse 6 said, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. And so tonight, who is to praise him? We're all to praise him tonight. Woo! Thank God. There's nobody that shouldn't praise him tonight. Everything that he created was created out of praise and to honor and to magnify him. Amen. Bless the Lord tonight, oh my soul. Thank God tonight. And so who shall praise him? Let me say, second of all, where should we praise him tonight? Where should we praise him tonight? In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 11, the Bible said, both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he's not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Amen. What about Psalms 100 and verse number 4? The Bible tells us there, thank God, that we are to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Amen. Back to Psalms 150 verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Amen. I want to tell you, it's right to come to the house of God. Amen. In the church, in the temple, in the sanctuary. Thank God and praise the Lord tonight. Amen. I know a lot of churches, thank God, are more like a funeral home than they are a place of worship. But this is a good place to praise him tonight. Now, this ain't the only place you can praise him. But if you're going to praise him anywhere, it ought to be when you get together with the saints of God and with the brothers and the sisters singing the songs of Zion. Hey, God, and testifying, somebody ought to praise him tonight. All of us ought to praise him tonight. Hallelujah. Bless his name. But we are not just limited to the church, and you don't have to. You can praise him. Hey, God, wherever. I'm glad, thank God, tonight the Spirit of God will well up inside of you. That river, that well he's put inside of you sometimes will bubble up, hey God, and start flowing. Though you're not in this church, though you're not among the believers, thank God I've been by myself, and all of a sudden something turned over inside of my soul, and I found myself praising the Lord. I've been shopping, been down to Walmart, and something happened. I wanted to praise the Lord in the middle of Walmart. I remember years ago, we left a meeting, come by. After the meeting was over, we stopped to get something to eat, a little steakhouse. Thank God. And as we gathered around the table and got talking about the Lord, and something swelled up inside of me, I would have crawled up on the table and shouted, but I ran as hard as I could to the men's bathroom with my fist in my mouth. And when I hit that bathroom door, I pulled out my fist and went to praise and hear him. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he's worthy. Hey, God, and we ought to praise him. Who is to praise him? Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Somebody said, ain't we done been doing that, preacher? Yeah, but some reason God wanted me to preach this tonight, so I'm just trying to be an obedient servant tonight. And I'm telling you, you ought to praise him. Not just watch somebody else praise him. You ought to praise him tonight. You ought to worship him tonight. There ought to be something come out of your soul in adoration and praise unto him that saved you and loved you. Amen. There's a lot of folks that will sit in a worship service and never praise him. They'll be happy that others got happy. They'll watch others praise him, but they've never took the plunge. They've never let go and let the Spirit of God worship through them. But tonight we ought to praise him. If he saved you, hey God, if he's redeemed you, hey God, tonight you ought to praise him. Hey God, you've got breath tonight, and it's God-given breath, and you ought to lift that breath in praise to him tonight. Hey God, and tell him what a wonderful Savior, what a wonderful Lord that he is tonight. We ought to praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. Who ought to praise him? And where should we praise him? And then when should we praise him? Amen. Amen. Psalms 113 and verse 3 said, from the rising of the sun and the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. When you're seeing the sun come up, hallelujah, you ought to praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Thank God. Oh, thank God he's the one that made it anyhow. And you ought to praise him tonight. Amen. Psalm 35 and verse 28. It said, and my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all day long. Praise him when the sun comes up, and then just keep praising him all day long. That's what this book says. Amen. Thank God. Oh, what about when it hits night? Well, I tell you, in Acts 16 and verse 25, there's two men sitting in a Philippian jail with their backs beat off of them, sitting in stocks and bonds and chains in the innermost part of the prison. And the Bible said at midnight, they prayed and sang praises unto the Lord. Praise him when the sun comes up. Praise him all the day long. Praise him in the midnight. Regardless of your circumstance, regardless of what's happened to you, hey God, just lift up your voice and praise him. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah tonight. It should be a continual praise. Amen. Hebrews 13 and verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. What? Continually. Amen. Who should praise him? Everything that hath breath. Where should we praise him? Especially in the tabernacle, the sanctuary, the church. Amen. Hallelujah. And when should we praise him? From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, all day long, even in the midnight hour. Hey God, and we should praise him continually. Psalm 34 and verse 1 said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually in my mouth. That's what he meant, Philippians chapter 4. If there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. There'll be enough to think about to make you cry. There'll be enough to think about to drive you crazy. There'll be enough to think about in this world how to leave you so burdened and discouraged that you can't go on. But when you ever think about him and who he is and what he's done, it ought to make you want to praise him. Hallelujah. Hey, God, we ought to praise him. His praise ought to be continually in our mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, my. Who should praise him? Where should we praise him? When should we praise him? And then why should we praise him? 1 Chronicles 16, verse 25 said, amen, hallelujah, oh my, bless his name. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. Amen. Why should we praise? Because he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. And you ain't going to brag on him too much. And you're not going to make too much of him. Amen. Amen. And you're not going to praise him too much. Amen. You don't have to worry about that. Amen. Amen. And as the old black preacher S.M. Lockridge said, hey God, if we're going to praise him when we get there, if that's going to be the main thing of the day, is worshiping and praising him, if that's going to be the, hallelujah, hey God, the performance of the church when we get there is to praise him. He said, well, I want to get some practice time in while I'm here. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I don't like all of that praising. I don't like all of that shouting and rejoicing. Then please don't go to heaven, because that's what we're going to do. Amen. Praise him tonight, for he is greatly to be praised. Praise him tonight, for he is worthy to be praised tonight. 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 4. And it's also found in Psalms 18 and verse 3. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. I want to tell you tonight, he's worthy to be praised. No need of you praising me, me praising you. Hey God, us praising one another or what we've done or haven't done. Hey God, praising the church or the building. Hey God, but we ought to praise him tonight, for he is greatly to be praised, and he is worthy. He is worthy tonight to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why should we praise him? Because he's worthy to be praised. Why should we praise him tonight? Because of his works. Amen. Because of his works. Amen. Psalms 107 and verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, preacher, ain't we praised him enough tonight? Are y'all kidding? Hallelujah. Hey, have we even scratched the surface or done a drop in the bucket unto the one that's worthy to be praised tonight? Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. We ought to praise him because he's worthy. And we can never praise him too much for his worthiness tonight. Then on top of that, his works. Hallelujah. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his works. Amen. His wonderful works to the children of men. Anybody listening tonight? Amen. He said it in Psalms 107 and verse 8. He said it again in verse 15. He said it again in verse 21. He said it again in verse 31. What? Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, that the children of men, I would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. What did he do? He satisfied the longing soul. He filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sat in darkness and the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God. He brought down their heart with labor. They fell down. There was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works toward the children of men. He hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. He sent his word and healed them. He delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Amen. For his goodness and his wonderful works toward the children of men. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Oh, they that go down to the sea in ships, they do the business in great waters. They see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. He commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind. He lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven. Hey, God, they go down to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel in to and fro and are staggered like a drunk man and are at their wits' end. They cry unto the Lord in their trouble. He bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then they are glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works unto the children of men. The God with whom we have to do tonight is worthy to be praised. The God with whom we have to do tonight has done great things for you, and you ought to be glad tonight. Can you begin to count all the goodness that God has sent your way? Can you begin to count tonight all the wonderful works that God has bestowed on your life tonight? He saved you tonight. He brought you in out of darkness. He translated you into the kingdom of his dear son. Thank God he's watched over you tonight. He's blessed you with health and strength. He's given you clothes and a house. He's blessed you with a family. You're here tonight. You're in a free nation. You have the privilege to worship in an old-fashioned church tonight. Thank God we ought to praise him tonight for his wonderful works. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh. Oh. Who should praise him? Where should we praise him? When should we praise him? Why should we praise him? Because he's worthy. Hallelujah. And also because of his works tonight. Amen. Does anybody know what I'm preaching on tonight? Praise him. Psalms 9:1, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all of thy marvelous works. Amen. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. Praise him tonight because it's a witness to praise him. Psalm 40 and verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord. And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. And he set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. I believe we ought to praise him tonight because it's a witness. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 2. Amen. The Bible said you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. I tell you, praising him is a witness to others. Amen. Many shall see it and trust in the Lord. Amen. He hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Why? To show forth his praises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works upon the children of men. We ought to praise him because he's worthy. We ought to praise him because of his works. And we ought to praise him tonight, for it is a witness tonight. May I say that praise is a duty. But praise ought to be more than a duty. It ought to be a desire. And in order to get past a desire and a duty, it ought to be a delight. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise the Lord tonight. Thank God. God commanded us to praise him. Amen. And can I say tonight, he inhabits praise tonight. Oh yeah. According to the book of Psalms chapter 22. Amen. Bless his name tonight. And verse number 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. He inhabits praise tonight. It's a command and it's a duty and a desire and a delight. And thank God, he that is holy inhabits those that praise him tonight. Amen. Can I say tonight, praise is comely. Amen. Psalms 33 and verse 1. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Amen. Psalms 147 and verse 1, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. Amen. And that word comely means it's fitting. Amen. It is becoming. Your men see your wife come out with a nice dress and you say, my, that's becoming to you. Amen. And I'll tell you, praise for the church, for the people of God, for the saints of God. It is comely. It is becoming. It is fitting. It is appropriate. It is right. And if praise is comely, don't you think no praise is uncomely and unbecoming? Hallelujah. I say we're behind on praise at him tonight. I'm not ahead of you. I'm way behind. Oh, when I look back where he brought me from and where he put me tonight, when I look at where I could be just in a moment, hallelujah, when I look where I'm headed tonight, when I look what he's put me into, I'd have to say, bless his name tonight. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Lastly, I want to say tonight that praise is contagious. Amen. And if praise is contagious, no praising is contagious tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. God help us tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know why I'm preaching this to you, but I'm preaching to you because God wants me to. I know that, but I don't understand all the, that's not my business. But sometimes as men, we question sometimes. I grew up and was saved in the early 70s. Hallelujah. And the churches that I attended and preached in 73, 74, 75, 76, all of years ago, and a few of those churches, there were still grandma women that had bonnets on, laced up shoes, grandpa men that wore overalls. That didn't make them better than anybody else, but that's just their style of dress. I'll tell you there's something about that crew that when it come time to go to church and when it come time to praise God, they knew how to do it. Amen. They didn't have to have somebody, hey God, a worship leader, amen. They didn't have to have a drama team, amen. They didn't have to sing, hey God, one song with one verse 75 times to get them stirred up, hallelujah, amen. Hey God, and you didn't have to beg them and pump them and prime them, right, God, if you give my life a chance, there's on the floor shouting and a testifying and a talking about the good grace of God. And I've been in some of them services that go 90 minutes to 2 hours singing and shouting and testifying. And then the preacher would say, we want the preacher to come on now. And they'd beg you to preach and stay with you. No matter how long you preach and worship God and praised Him. We've reached a generation that's lost sight of that. But I say it's come. It's appropriate. It's becoming. It's fitting tonight for the church how to praise Him tonight. He's worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. And it rubbed off on me. Amen. And it become contagious. Bless His name. Praise is contagious. In Luke chapter 2. Hallelujah. Some shepherd boys was on the hills of Judea, keeping their flocks by night. All of a sudden, an angel came and appeared to them out of heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. And the angel said, when they were afraid, fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And when that angel told them that, the rest of that angelic host said, we want to get in on that. And the Bible said in verse 13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless His name. Oh my. And when those shepherds, thank God, went to see what this angel had told them was there and what they had saw and heard the other angels say about, thank God, when they went and found it as it was told them, amen. The Bible said in verse 20, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. It was contagious. When the angels got to praising Him, the shepherds, when they saw Him, they praised Him. And in our text tonight, hallelujah, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 19, when Jesus came off of that Mount of Olives, thank God, as He came through that gate or down that Mount of Olives, thank God, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God for the wonderful, mighty works that they had seen. Now you and I read about the works that He did. We read the Gospels and we see those miracles that Jesus performed in that small area in those 3.5 years of His public ministry. But I remind you that we had just seen a drop in the bucket to what He did do. John said when he got through and finished up with his gospel, he said, if I hadn't wrote all that Jesus did and said, he said, if I wrote it all, why the world couldn't contain the books. I'll tell you, there was a nation called Israel. Hey God, a little country called Israel. Hey God, that for 3.5 years was bombarded with the wonderful and the mighty works of the Creator God, the Jehovah God, the Son of God. Amen. As He performed mighty miracles. And when He came off of the mount that day, hallelujah, they began to praise Him for the wonderful works, the mighty works that they had seen Him do in the past 3.5 years. Amen. And rightly so tonight. Amen. Hallelujah.
But I remind you, in Matthew chapter 21, and it could have been that day, some commentators, and it may be right, say that during that week he came in three separate times into Jerusalem. But irregardless, it was that same day as he came through the gate called Beautiful, or if it was another day during that week, Matthew chapter 21, he wound up over at the temple. And the Bible said, hallelujah, the chief priests saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children, Matthew 21 verse 15, the children were in the temple crying, saying, Hosanna to the Son of God. Hosanna to the Son of David. Amen. And these chief priests and scribes said, we're sore displeased. And they said to Christ, thank God, hearest thou what these say? And Jesus said, have you never read out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise? I'm telling you, them children seen mom and daddy out yonder coming through as he came through the gate praising him, and it was contagious. And when he's in the temple, they lifted their voice and praised the God of heaven.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless his name. And I appreciate tonight the way the Lord's let us praise him in this service. I appreciate the way he's let you sing and let you shout and let you testify and let me preach tonight. But we hadn't wore praise out tonight. We hadn't overdone it tonight. We hadn't made too much of him tonight. And we're not way ahead, we're still behind. I want to lift my voice one more time and say, praise ye the Lord. He's worthy. Bless his holy name. It's right to praise him. It's comely. Hallelujah. It's becoming you when you praise him. Hallelujah. Somebody said, now that's crazy to get up there and act like that. Well, it may be to you, but to him, hey God, it's becoming. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's natural. It's appropriate. Amen. And it is contagious. Woo! Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless his name. Oh, and I did like a lot of you. I did like a lot of your kids, no doubt do. Being raised in church. Thank God I'd get home and act out what I saw. Oh yeah, I'd preach and testify and have me a shouting spell. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I know I didn't understand what is going on, but thank God for that day. Thank God for that hour when he birthed himself inside of me and reality set in. I enjoyed watching him shout. I didn't understand it, but I liked it. Amen. I thought it was good. I'd feel happy when they felt happy. I'd cry when they cry. I didn't understand why they was happy, why they was crying, but I was alone with them. Amen. Bless his name. But one blessed night, hey God, when he moved up in my soul and changed me and made a new creature out of me, I found out there's a reality to it. It's not just a put on. It's not just something that we do. Hey God, hallelujah. Something inside of me wants to emanate praise, wants to say bless his name, wants to say glory to name. Hallelujah. I say you ought to be praised tonight. Go ahead, preacher.
So, amen. Amen. Amen.